You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria, and I had to send Jim out to the car for something real quick, so he's walking in right now, but glad y'all could join us. Tonight is a special night, and we're very, very excited about it. It is our Valentine show, our annual show that we do every year, and we have got three great couples, and I'm telling you what, I am just so excited to have these people with us. There's Jim waving in the background.
Hey, everybody.
And we're going to be bringing those people on here just shortly. So, and we'll tell you just about them. Well, Jim, thank you for running out to the car. I told him that's where you were. That my fault. You had to turn that on light for us. But anyway, we are here tonight. And I'm telling you what, the three great couples, huh, Jim?
That's right. We've got them out in the other room, and they'll be coming in, and they'll join us shortly.
Yeah, it's just very, very exciting. The first couple and the youngest couple, our newlywed couple, is Megan and Greg Wade.
That's right, and they've been on the Fit Talk calendar.
Yes, they're our only couple on our Fit Talk calendar for 2023.
That's right, and Megan did very well in NPC Night of the Gladiators also.
She absolutely did. She was our wellness overall winner last year. So we just feel honored to, and also she's the manager of Destiny Fitness in Tifton. And as you well know, Destiny won the also the Vendor Booth Award. And so it was a big night for Destiny Fitness. So we're excited to have that couple with us tonight. Our second couple is Robin and Sam McCord. And they have also brought their sweet granddaughter with them. How precious.
That's right. Robin also on the calendar.
Robin also on the calendar, and she is an OCB pro. And, of course, Sam is also an NPC competitor. He competed with us last year at NPC Night of the Gladiators. And so they will be joining us tonight. And then our final couple will be Melissa and Sean Eikenberry. Of course, they are not strangers to Fit Talk Radio or to NPC Night of the Gladiators.
Right, or the Valdosta Lowndes County area.
That's right. They own Fit Mix, they own Wintersville Fitness, and they own the Valdosta Bike Center. So we're just very honored and proud to have these couples. Now, you might say, why do we have all these couples?
I will say it. Why do we have all these couples?
Well, you know, fitness is about a lot of things, but you know, for me and you, fitness is a big part of our lives, and we have a lot of times date nights on Friday night, and it's working out.
Right. A lot of times the date night starts in the gym.
That's right. And so, you know, we're going to ask these couples, how does fitness relate to their relationship? How does it help their relationship? And we might ask them, you know, how life is. Is it fun being married to the person they're married to? And, of course, we've got a newlywed couple. We got some a couple of couples that have been married for quite a long time. And then you got me and you who are just kind of in the middle there.
All right. Well, we got a variety then.
We have a great variety tonight. Also, want to remind everybody, February the 18th, next Saturday, Jim and I will be in Lilburn, Georgia, at the NPC Southeastern Conference. And I understand from our chairman today that we've got over 300 athletes registered for this, Jim. And, of course, we'll be there, NPC Night of the Gladiators, to promote our show. We'll be there as Fit Talk. Fit Talk is sponsoring the promoters' breakfast for the NPC promoters. You've got promoters, they said, and athletes from 8 different states. So it's going to be a grand time in Lilburn next Saturday.
Yeah, and that's just a good sign for the sport in Georgia and surrounding states, that there's that many athletes, that many competitors already, you know, doing what they got to do to get ready for the upcoming season.
Absolutely. And I'm excited because the sport is growing. People are excited. And people are wanting to get out and to do something different. And we've already got people ready to sign up for NPC Night of the Gladiators. And so that's exciting for us.
Right, right. And the event in Lilburn is just a great chance to network and meet people, whether it's, you know, whether it's competitors or whether it's people that, you know, will end up, you know, working, doing services for us to help us put on our show. You know, there'll be people that, that do things that are related to this sport, you know, as a business.
That's right. And this year, the conference is open to the public, and they'll be giving flu shots. They'll be doing blood sugars. They're all, they've got all kind of health and expo things and community. It's a community-wide thing up there in Lilburn. So for the first time this year, it's open to the public, not just athletes.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Rachel and Steve Payne have worked hard to put this together, along with Vince Crawford, our chairman for Georgia MPC. So we are definitely looking forward to being there and doing our part to help Georgia MPC.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to get back ready to have our couples on. And I hope you got some good questions for these husbands, Jim.
Oh, of course.
Because I've got some good questions for these wives.
Well, you know, if it's working for them, I want to know, you know, what's their secrets? And I'll share ours.
That's right. And Charlie Mizell, thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after this. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation, erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, this is our Valentine show, and we have just got a great looking group of couples here tonight.
That's right. We got a studio full.
We've got a studio full, and we've also got a precious little person, and I'll let her grandparents introduce her in just a minute. So let's go around, and we're going to introduce our couples, and want to thank especially Kenzie Eikenberry for coming and filming us tonight. Thank you, Kenzie, for being a part of our Fit Talk Valentine special tonight. So to our right here, if you'll just pan over there, is Robin and Sam McCord. Y'all just say hello, and then would you please introduce your little princess?
This is Jaylee Johnson, our little granddaughter, a year old.
Wow, mm-hmm. She is just precious. Well, Sam, you're no stranger to this studio.
Yeah, I've been here a few times.
A few times.
No stranger to it.
Well, you know, you are also one of our NPC Night of the Gladiators competitors, and then your lovely wife was on our calendar for 2023. So, I mean, y'all are certainly the fitness couple.
Yeah, you know, I kind of owe that to Robin. She pushes me. You know, she tried to get me to compete for several years, and then y'all kind of tag team me. It was hard to say no, but it's been fun. I love doing it, but I think I enjoy more watching Robin do it.
Well, you look good, Sam, and we're going to come back and be asking y'all some more things. Our next couple, and y'all are our veteran couple. Robin and Sam McCord are our veteran couple. They've been married 26 years. I'll let them elaborate on that and tell them how rosy their marriage is all the time. But the next couple we have is Megan and Greg Wade. Megan is certainly no stranger to me. She's the manager at Destiny Fitness, and they're our newlywed couple. So y'all tell us a little bit about being newlyweds.
Well, being newlyweds, I mean, we're...
It's all wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's just a great time. As you all know, you were once newlyweds.
Still are.
You
still
know
are.
It is.
I'll remind you of that, Jim.
We're still learning each other. We're still learning. We're still in the learning phase with each other.
Well, I tell you, the learning phase, and y'all can all chime in here, it goes on forever, doesn't it? I mean, you never really, because life changes. So, well, Megan, what's your take on being a newlywed?
I mean, it's fun. It's a good time. Like he said, just getting to know each other, our strengths and weaknesses. And I think what's really good about us is our personalities are pretty opposite, so we kind of balance each other out. So it's been fun, you know, learning him and learning how to live together and all that good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to brag on you because I loved that post that you made. And I remember when we took that picture, Dwayne took that picture of you and Greg at Destiny, and then you post. That was a great post. I really liked it. And a lot of other people liked it too. So, well, we'll get back to the newlywed stage of marriage because we've all gone through it and they're going through it. But hey, Sean and Melissa and Sam and Robin know that the honeymoon stage doesn't stay forever with us, does it? But Sean and Melissa, y'all are. Our next couple, been married how many years?
22.
22 years.
And it's all been rosy, hasn't it?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
I didn't hear much enthusiasm, Melissa, about this is the Valentine show. No, you're supposed to act like you like Sean.
No, it's all up and down, and you just kind of like, we're still learning new things about each other. You never stop learning.
Absolutely. There's that, and I won't call out some of them, but there's some things that, you know, I've just learned about Jim. I said, well, you know, 15 years, 16 years, why didn't you tell me that? Or, you know, and, you know, but, you know, you, when you first start out in marriage, you know, you want everything to be rosy, and you don't want to do anything to upset mm-hmm. the other one, and the wife or the husband that want to do upset, or the wife that want to do anything to upset the husband. But as you get into those few years, it doesn't matter quite as much, does it?
Well, you know, typically, you know, for the husbands, you know, the less we say, the better. You know?
That's right.
You know, matter of fact, you know, if there's anybody that's just now starting to get into a serious relationship, guys, or even a marriage, all you got to do is practice your lines and remember these lines. And it's not hard because you only got two lines. There's only two times you get to speak. Your first line is, yes, dear. Your second line is, fire. Unless the house is on fire, you don't have to use the second line. Anything that's said, anything that comes up, you just go back to that first line. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Unless the house is on fire, then you get to use the second line. That's it. You got two lines.
But you don't say yes, dear to me. What do you say, Jim?
Yes, my queen. And so far, we haven't had to say fire.
No, we have not. We have not had to say that. Well, we just want to thank y'all for being on the show tonight. This is our second listen-to show, has been over the years, so y'all are really on stage. You're live on Facebook. We're live on the air, 105.9 WVGA, and then we're at ValdostaToday.com. So you will all be infamous after this show. So I'm just kidding. I told Jim a while ago, I said, Jim, now what questions do you have for these husbands? Now, this is a fitness show, so we want to know how fitness relates to your relationship and how does that help or hinder or, you know, so be thinking about that. And then I want you to be thinking about, you know, what is it, Robin, that you really love about Sam? And Sam, what is it that you really love about Robin? And all the way around. So y'all be thinking about that. You know, last year, and because Kenzie's here, I'm going to embarrass her. You know, Sean said he said something like, I can't say that on the air, you know. And Kenzie was listening on the radio, and she just went, oh, my God.
There was a scream on her end, right?
She looked at me on the way in and said, Dad, keep your mouth closed tonight.
Well, we're all grown adults here, and Kenzie, you're fixing to get married this year, so you know what? You're part of this group now, okay? But... All right, Jim, what kind of questions you got for these husbands? And we'll start with Sam.
All right. Well, Sam, let's just start with, you know, one that's obvious for the theme of the show. Uh-huh. And how has fitness helped y'all's relationship?
Well, basically, we do that together almost, you know, every evening. And it's one of those things you just look forward to. We don't see each other all day because she's working out of town in Albany, and then I'm kind of over South Georgia. But it's something we look forward to every evening. We may not work out together because one of us knows what we're doing. The other one really doesn't. Robin's the one that knows what she's doing. And I'm a talker. She's all serious. So,
that's,
you know, even when we get home, you know, the meal prepping, we eat the same thing. You know, we work out together. You know, it's brought us closer. And then when we do have times of stress, you know, at least we have something to go to. I can get my car and run to the gym before I say something stupid or, you know, vice versa. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it definitely is a stress relief. And it's something that Jim and I have done together our whole marriage.
That's right. And, you know, when we go to the gym, you know, of course, I keep a workout journal, you know, because I can't remember things. So I don't want to work out the same body part 3 days in a row or something. So I got to keep that workout journal. So we'll go to the gym and, you know, I'll say, well, you know, what are you working today? And she'll say, well, what are you working today? And sometimes it's the same. It works out. So we can actually work out together. But if it's not, she's working one part, I'm working another, it's still good because even though we're not going machine to machine to station to station together, you know, we're still in the same place. We're still in the same gym. We're still doing the same thing. You know, in between sets, I'll wander over and check on her. In between sets, she'll wander over and check on me. If either one of us needs a spot, we're right there. So, you know, it's still all good.
Well, Robin, what do you think about because this is new. It's not new for you, but it's new for Sam, really, to be working out and competing like this.
Yeah, I think it's been great. I've enjoyed watching him grow. And here, take her home. And so, yeah, I think it's just brought us a little closer together. I think before when I was the only one competing, it was kind of hard for him to really understand, like, you know, how you have to be all in. And it's like really a second full-time job. But now that he's competing, he really gets it. And I'm able to meal prep for the both of us. And, you know, we're just kind of living that lifestyle together. We met in the gym. Gosh, all those years ago.
Really? Y'all met in the gym?
We did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we met in the gym. So, again, like you guys, it's just been part of our entire marriage. I mean, this is our kids have been raised in the gym, kind of gym babies. And so, yeah, it's just been part of our lifestyle for a very, very long time. But the competing part has been probably in the last, I think, 4 years or so. We've right. just taken things up a notch. But
well, Jim and I met at the gym, so we understand that.
Yeah.
He was a member at my gym.
Yeah, he was a member at my gym. Yeah, he would pretend he didn't know how to work equipment and ask for help. And
Well, hey, that was a good line. You got the woman.
It worked.
But
it
I
worked.
Tell you, I do, like you said, I love that we get to see each other in the gym. And just like you guys, you know, I'll see him across the gym, wink at him, or we'll send a quick text to one another, even though we're like, you know, maybe 20 feet apart.
Yeah, right.
He'll send me a song that reminds him of us. And yeah, just he does little sweet things like that while we're even in the gym. So yeah, it's definitely been a really, really good, fond memories of us in the gym.
Well, I will tell you this about your husband, and I might talk to him as much as you. I'm not sure, Robin, because but I'm just kidding. I don't talk to him, but you know, but I've got him on speed dial almost, you know, but he speaks so highly of you. He always compliments you. He always says good things, lifts you up on social media, you know, whether he's talking to me. I mean, you know, when a husband is always talking about his wife or a husband or a wife is always talking about her husband, to me that's always a good sign that there's a good marriage there.
Oh, absolutely.
When they're lifting each other
yeah.
up.
So it's nice to not have to worry and wonder, you
right.
know, am I loved? And so, yeah, I don't have that concern. And he's probably my biggest fan and my biggest supporter. And I think every wife and husband, I guess, needs that. So
fitness has really just, it's been part of y'all's life since you got together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that is just great. Yeah. Well, Greg and Megan, where did y'all meet at? Was that at the gym?
No, we met at church.
Oh, that's even a greater place yeah. then.
We knew each other from church. And then she worked at the gym I worked out at. But that was many years ago.
Yeah.
And then whenever we...
Was that in Tifton?
Yes. Well, at the YMCA there.
Okay.
In Tifton.
All right.
And then then I got a divorce, and then I met her again. That's where I saw her again was at Destiny Gym there.
Well, Megan, you're just looking at him. You're not saying anything.
She didn't want to talk.
She does want to talk.
I was looking at
something. Okay.
But he got her trained right.
Easy now.
Greg, don't be talking to Jim, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work on me, okay?
He was quick to say no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually used to watch his kids at the YMCA many years ago, and then I guess really at church is when we kind of started, you know, talking again, and then, of course, at Destiny, we kind of saw each other again, and it went from there.
Well, I mean, now Greg has been divorced, and you are actually a bonus mom for his
yes.
children. How is that, and how does that affect the relationship?
Oh, I love it. I mean, and I'm not just saying this because he's here, but, I mean, his kids are just amazing. He has a 16-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son, and they're just the best kids. Even when I used to watch them at the Y, like, they were just absolute angels. So, really, I mean, being a bonus mom, it's been an adjustment, you know, just with co-parenting and things like that. But being a bonus mom has been effortless with them because they're just such great kids.
Well, now, how do you think that fitness enhances your relationship?
I would say, you know, like the way you can think about fitness in a relationship is the harder you work, the more results you see. So that's just like in your relationship. The harder you work, the more results you're going to see. being consistent, doing the right things over and over and over. So, I mean, I'm more consistent at the gym part than I am the relationship
oh,
part.
Oh, no. Well, we got to get that straight, Greg.
We're working those out.
Well, y'all are newlyweds, so we'll give y'all a break. Come back in 5 years, and we'll talk about it. Well, you know, I mean, Sean and Melissa and Robin and Sam, you know, there is a honeymoon phase to the marriage, no doubt. Is there not? I mean, Sean and Melissa? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long your honeymoon phase lasted, but mine and Jim's lasted pretty much till about 2 years ago. And, you know, I've been trying to say what happened. You know,
that's exactly when she quit doing right. That's
what I said, well, you used to do this. Huh? Jim. But, you know, you can't expect your relationship to be in that honeymoon phase forever because things change in your life. And I know Sam and Robin, and we'll come back around to y'all on that because you're helping to raise your granddaughter now, which that can be very stressful, I'm sure, and hard on people, you know, even though you love your grandchild. I mean, I'm sure that can be, you know, stressful and put, you know, stress on the marriage, but that's where fitness, going to the gym, having that outlet really can help. All right, Sean and Melissa, this is not your first rodeo, so go for it.
All right, so you want to know where we met. It wasn't the gym. It wasn't church. It was in a bar. You got to have one group that, sorry, Kenzie, it was in a bar. So, and we do that. You know, the reason we met in a bar is to make this show a little bit more entertaining.
There you go. Okay. Right. That's why y'all are here.
Yeah. So, but on our first date, when we went out, we were having lunch at Cracker Barrel. I remember it very clear. And the whole time at lunch, we were talking about, which body part do we work out? If I work out, you know, buys with tries, back. And so the whole conversation over lunch was about working out. So I ended up joining the gym where Melissa was going to at the time, and we started working out together. And for the first probably 18, 19 years of our marriage, or not that far, maybe 15 years, we worked out together a lot. And then we transformed from being the couple in the gym working out together to coming back and buying the gym that she started out in. So we, as gym owners, fitness is still a big part of our life, but we don't get that opportunity to work out, and I miss that. You know, we don't get the opportunity to work out together because just an hour ago, she's in there doing legs, and I'm over doing arms because we're not on the same cycle, and, you know, I never do legs, so.
I'm Jim not don't like legs a lot either.
I'm never going to do that.
But I do.
And I've done legs with her before, and I was throwing up, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that with her again. So it's been a big part of our life, but our lives have changed around the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. With FitMix, Wintersville, and now the bicycle shop. I mean, we're ingrained in it all, but we don't have it. We kind of miss that part of kind of working out together. So it's fun to hear the other stories about that. And I remember back when we used to do that a lot. It's just not there for us right now.
Well, actually, Jim and I, everything has changed for us too. And that's one of the things I'm complaining about. Let me get these headphones back on. You know what I'm fixing to say, Jim?
No idea. Maybe I need to put some headphones.
Yes. No.
Yes, my queen.
You
forgot your line, Jim. One line.
That's funny. But, you know, that's a big thing for me was, and I've been married before, and, you know, my ex-husband, the father of my children, he did not work out. And so that was not very helpful to somebody who, like me, who owned gyms at the time, was a personal trainer. And so that marriage didn't last. I'm not saying it wasn't because we didn't work out, but it just, there was no like interest there. And I think that was one of the things that attracted me to Jim, because he worked out, he had been in fitness, and it was something that I wanted, that part of my spouse or my partner to enjoy the same thing that I enjoyed. And fitness and the gym has been my life for 45 years. Okay. And so, and we have worked out together, ever since we got married. And when we go places, we work, but life changes. He's getting up at 6 o'clock or 5:30 in the morning and going to the gym in the morning. now I'm retired and I'm not going to get up at 5 o'clock and sit and go to the gym. So, you know, I went and worked legs, but, you know, I didn't go until 11:30 this morning. So, you know, but, and I kind of miss that because just like Jim said, even though, and we do get a workout in occasionally together, but, you know, I do miss that we don't have it like you and Melissa. But we talk about it. I ask him, how was your workout this morning? You know, he'll ask me, how's my workout? So, but I hope that when he retires, and that's just around the corner, that we'll be able to do that together again because I have really missed that.
Right. And it's sometimes it's hard, you know, after you work 10 hours a day or so to, you know, find the energy to go to the gym. So lately I've been going more and more in the mornings. But, yeah, I understand, you know, if she doesn't have to get up, you know, at the crack of dawn, you know, she don't want to, and that's fine. So, but I don't always do mornings, you know. A couple, maybe one or two times a week, I might do afternoons. So I always check, hey, you worked out yet? Or how are you feeling today? You want to work out? So, yeah, we still do it some, but like she said, not as much as we used to.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll start again and see how these couples are making their marriages work right after these messages. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation, erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Sylvester's. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antique Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And it's our Valentine's show. And boy, these couples sure look good, and they're telling us all how their relationships work.
That's right. We're learning a lot.
We sure are. Well, Sam and Robin was telling us a story there. And that's kind of interesting. Tell everybody, Sam, what you told us.
During the commercial break.
During the commercial break. Oh, Robin, maybe you need to tell it because you were the one that was wondering about Sam.
Yeah, I was at the time I was living in Douglas, and I was visiting my sister and brother-in-law, and we were playing basketball. And I just see this gorgeous blonde just walk in. So I stopped in the middle of the game and start looking. Not thinking about the game. Well, the guy passed me the ball and it hit me in the face.
So you were looking at that gorgeous blonde.
You didn't make a good first impression.
That was the first time we met. And then the first time we really talked is I was actually on a date.
With somebody else?
With somebody else.
Oh, no.
And I had to go use the restroom. So she happened to be close to the restroom. So I was kind of forced to talk to Robin for about a half an hour. Came back.
You mean the girl wasn't looking for you? Where were you?
I told her I was really sick.
Okay.
But just couldn't stop thinking about her. And then a friend of mine was working at the Y. He called me up and said, "Man, she's here. She's out by the pool." So I told my boss, "I got to go eat lunch." By the time I got there, she was already gone and all that. But then I said, "What the heck?" I just went and called her one time. We just talked. And I said, "We need to do something sometime." And she said, "Yeah." And then a couple weeks later, I called her up. And we went out, and I was nervous as could be. But then we sat down within 10 minutes. I just was very comfortable. And I can remember going out on dates. For some reason, girls don't like to eat on the first date in front of a guy. Not this girl. She ate hers, and she started staring my plate down. So,
good. Keeping it real.
And then she always tells everybody, she told you guys a while ago, it took the seventh date before I gave her a kiss.
7 days. I
was really
one
nervous.
After the first day, by the second day, I'd be wondering, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell you, things moved really quick after that because that was in November. He proposed to me in January, and we were married by the end of that month.
Well, he had to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
First 7 days.
Well, that's kind of like me and Jim, because I guess we had. Because I knew Jim 16 years before we dated. But I can't really say we had 16 years because we were friends. But then after that first date, it went pretty quickly, I guess, for us.
It was on.
Well, Greg and Megan, our newlywed couple over there, you know, there's a little age difference. Of course, there's a little age difference between Robin and Sam, too. But because y'all are younger, it's a little bit more prominent. And the fact that Greg's been married and has two children. And not that you're an old man, Greg. I didn't mean to say that. But, you know, how does that work out, Megan?
I mean, it's different. We obviously have different life experiences and things like that. You know, so he's helped me grow. I feel like I've helped him grow. In places too. And then plus, you know, it's not, which I guess nowadays it is kind of normal. But we didn't have that, you know, newlywed where we got to go out and travel because he already had two kids. So it was a little bit different, but very thankful for it. You know, I've learned a lot from him because he has so much more life experience. So he's like, "Hey, that's not going to work," or "Hey, let's not do that." And I'm like, I want to fight him. But then I sit back and I'm like, okay, he really does know. So it's been good.
Well, you know, I can see that, and you know, for lack of a better word, you know, Greg, you're kind of having to groom her a little bit. You know, I can understand that.
Yeah, there is definitely a generation gap, I guess you'd say. I mean, mm-hmm. I was brought up and raised a certain way, and I mean. I was graduating high school when she was in pre-K, I guess. So, I mean, there's a 12, 13 year age difference. So, yeah, it's been learning for me, but it's been a I feel like I've helped her a good bit, and she's helped me too. We do have definitely have different life experiences, and sometimes it is a battle, but
it's a challenge. But you know, I know that y'all are, and I know you won't mind me saying this, but I know that y'all are really grounded in the Lord and in church. And I mean, I see that, I hear that, and I, you know, I just think Megan is the sweetest thing. And I just, if I'd have had a daughter, I would have wanted it to be Megan. You know. So I know that helps your relationship too.
Yes,
I
mean, absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorite things to do is watch her. When we do, we both serve at church, and watching her on stage is one of my favorite things to do. I actually get weak then.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is precious. When we come around to Jim and I can relate to that a little bit. But you know, Megan, I'm just so proud of you to be a bonus, and I think I've told you this before, to be a bonus mom. I mean, you have to really, really know that you love that man and that you love those children. And I just commend you for that, because at your age, when I was your age, I wouldn't even date a man with children. You know, I just knew that that wasn't for me at that time. And I was in my 30s and still wouldn't date a man with children. And you know, but after I had a child, my first child, then, you know, I get it. You know, you get it. But I had to grow up and mature in that way. But, and you are already have grown up and matured in that way. And I'm just very, very proud of y'all. Love y'all. Of course, y'all are on our only couple on the 2023 Fit Talk calendar, and just a beautiful couple. So thank y'all for being here. Well, Sean and Melissa, y'all are kind of the middle of the road there, married 22 years. I know y'all got some funny stories, some highs and lows, and y'all come from a military background too. Tell us how that worked out, being military and married.
Well, I had been military, and I was previously married, so I was a single mother, and I don't really know that he planned on dating anyone probably with kids either, because he had been married before but did not have children with his first wife. So, but we kind of, when we met each other, we realized that I was prior Army and he was in the Air Force at the time. We had a lot of military stories that we were able to talk about that, and then I was able to tell him how the Army is a lot tougher and that the Air Force is kind of wussy, and that I can do more push-ups than him, but that's beside the point. But okay. So we had that kind of brought us together too, and he I was single for about 5 years with my son after my first marriage came apart, and I don't know, I was very picky about who I would go out with, because nothing matters like your kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand.
If you picked her and you love your kid, you know, you're a lot pickier when you got a child involved. And so he was the right man to take care of my son and me.
Wow. And he still is. And, you know, has a great relationship with your son. And then y'all had Kinsey together.
Yeah.
The baby girl.
Yeah, we got to our first duty station together as a married couple. We got sent to New Mexico, and we had been there about maybe a year and a half when I got pregnant with Kinsey. And then Daniel was old enough to babysit at that point. So, I mean, we just shrugged her off on the kid. The age difference does help. I mean, you got to babysit her.
Now, how is the age difference between her and Kinsey?
And Kinsey? 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's kind of like our grandson is fixing to be 9, and Christian and his wife just found out they were pregnant, and they had to go through in vitro. And so, you know, by the time he's born, CJ will be 10 before that baby is born. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
I can tell you it's the age difference with Daniel and Kinsey actually worked out. They got along really good. And she always says, I got to be an only child and I got to be the little sister. So
Aww. She
feels like, and then he had a period of time where he was the only child. So they kind of both got to
be spoiled.
They
both get to be
the
only child.
They got a lot of attention for a while, and then they were like, wait, we got to share.
Well, but he was old enough by that time not to have
He didn't want any attention anymore.
Right. He was getting to that age. Yeah. Well, Jim, you know, me and you can kind of relate to Greg and Megan, because we both lead praise and worship at our church, and that's a blessing for us, I think.
Well, you lead, and I'm your backup singer.
Okay. Well, but, you know, Jim has stepped into the role of dirt, and that has really a lot of pride to see him up there in the pulpit, something he probably never thought he would do.
No, I never thought anybody would have me.
Well, I mean, Jim and I are divorced, and not just one divorce, but there's several divorces between us. And, you know, this is one thing that we have not necessarily talked about, but, you know, as bad as those things were in our lives, it helped us to be the people that we are today. And it helped me to learn to appreciate and helped me to learn and grow and know what I wanted and what I didn't want, you know, in a marriage. And when Jim and I found each other, both of us had children. We had come from broken relationships. I think we both had quite a bit of, you know, emotional
baggage.
Yeah. And but the Lord changed our lives. And, you know, we made a commitment when we said I do that this was going to be it. This was the marriage till we die, till death do us part. And we're committed to that.
Well, what I found out, and probably you too, marriage, you know, just like business or investments or anything else, you learn from your successes, but you also learn from your failures. And you just, you know, evaluate what you did wrong, get better, and move on, and do better the next time. And, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, God uses flawed people.
Absolutely. He does. If he didn't use
flawed people, you don't have to be a perfect person.
That's right.
Thank goodness for all of us.
You know, and you have, just like you said, Greg, so perfectly earlier, you know, in the gym, you know, you have to work out regularly and be consistent to make those muscles work and to look good and to feel good. And the same way in marriage, you know, Jim and I have found, and there's been times that I want to pinch his head off, you know, and I'm
yes, dear.
Yeah. Yes, and there's times that he's wanted to choke me, you know, but we're committed. We committed before God, but more than that, we committed to each other in our hearts. And we're just determined to make it work no matter what. So, you know, I'm very grateful to that, but the Lord and church and, grounds us. And then fitness, you know, we want our marriage to be fit, and we want to be fit spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, I know what Jim, and as we get, and I'm 64 years old, I'm the oldest one here, but I know that, you know, my body has changed and things happen. I've had surgeries. I've had things happen. I've got some disease, some autoimmune diseases. I got things I'm working on. But I know that I'm going to feel better and look better to Jim if I go to the gym, if I work out, watch what I eat, and continue on the path that I've always been on, whether I'm 654, 64, 74, 84. So, you know, and he knows the same thing. And it makes me feel better about me. It makes him feel better about him when he goes to the gym and we work out and we watch what we're eating. So Sam and Robin, we got one more round we can go with these couples. You know, we know that marriage is not easy. So tell us one little thing that y'all have had to overcome and how you've overcome it.
It had to be this past year, 2022. I'd say it was probably our most challenging year. And there was a couple of times that, I mean, it did not look good. So there's a few nights I wasn't at home, you know, went and stayed with my parents. But even when I was at my maddest and I was over there, she was mad at me. Deep down, I guess I knew we was going to work it out.
You still loved Robin,
oh gosh,
regardless.
Yeah. But, you know, having grandbaby like we did, you know, that's kind of tough on us. We had some disagreements with some things, but didn't mean we don't love each other.
Right.
I handled some things poorly, you know, I admit that. But we made it through, you know, the year. It was rough. I don't know if it could get any worse than it did for us. But
You're here.
We're here.
You're committed.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, every time I leave the house, I'm like, Sam, you know you're going to not feel like this tomorrow. You're going to go right back home. And was it last week? There was one night I went to bed, and I was angry about something. I don't even think she knew I was angry. And she reached over and grabbed my hand, and it's like that's all it took, mm-hmm. and it left.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, Jim kind of knows that there's something wrong with me, and a lot of times if he'll just hug me or tell me that he loves me or whatever, it'll I'm a lot like that, Sam. So I get that. Greg and Megan, what y'all are still in the honeymoon phase. There's probably nothing wrong with y'all's marriage, but nothing y'all have had to work on.
No, we've had our struggles just like everybody else. But it's something that, like you said, we're committed to work through anything that comes before us, because we know that even if it doesn't work out how one of us feels it should, then we're still going to continue to work and do the best we can, because I mean, there's no other option. We're going to keep going,
right?
Through any difficult times, it's going to make us stronger on the other side. You know,
I think that's key. You know, there's no other option. I'm not leaving Jim. I'm not divorcing him over some little something. Now, there are some things that I might would, you know, and he knows exactly what they would be, but, or one thing, I'd just say one thing, but yeah, there's no other option. I'm stuck with you and you're stuck with me. You know, we made this commitment. And I think, you know, with so many divorces nowadays, you know, people aren't committed. You know, for them, there are other options. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say, and God knows, you know, when I was standing at the altar before, you know, I thought to myself, well, I have other options if this doesn't work. I was not committed, you know, and I wasn't spiritually where I needed to be, or I wouldn't be standing there at the altar with somebody thinking that, you know. So God healed me from that, healed me and Jim from all of our past situations. Well, Sean and Melissa, I know that y'all have had some ups and downs.
I can't think of one thing. I might get a little emotional here.
That's fine.
2008, when I got back from Afghanistan, I got mad one day because somebody checked the mail and brought the mail into the house. I checked the mail every day. So when I got home and I seen that the mail was inside, I lost it. I flipped my lid. I was screaming and yelling. And Melissa stopped and looked at me and she says, "You haven't been the same since you've been home." Being prior Army, she understood me, and she understood what I was going through, and she probably doesn't realize it, but she probably saved my life. It was a very tough time for me. It was a very tough time in our marriage, but she stood by me, and she understood what I was going through, and she was there to listen, and because she had the military background, I don't think anybody else could have done that.
You know, I agree with you, because I was once married to a military person, and I didn't get the military, and I would have not been there for you. I can just honestly tell you, because I, you know, so, you know, God knew the right person for you, right. You know, and, you know, I think that's why, you know, me and Jim, I mean, it was almost just like peanut butter and jelly, you know, when we got together, we just went together, and, you know,
like peas and carrots,
And we had people tell us, you know, "I give y'all 6 months." Mm-hmm. They thought, because I was an alpha female, he was an alpha male. Mm-hmm. And you put those two together, and what have you got?
Well, I had a coworker. You'll remember this. I had a coworker that the first time we had a faculty dinner, her first words to Maria, and we had just been married a short time, or we were about to get married, I'm not sure which, but she said to Maria, she said, "Oh," she said, "I finally get to meet the bravest woman in the world."
Yes, she did.
So that's probably one of them that probably didn't think would last six months.
Right. But I had people tell me face to face, to my face, you know, I give y'all 6 months. I'm going to put some money on it, you know. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really know and understand the depth of mine and Jim's commitment. And I think I told this story last year, but, we were on our way. We got married at the beach, Honeymoon Island, down in Florida. And Jim and I were in the car. We were headed to the beach. Now, I was headed to the beach fixing to get married.
Mm-hmm. The short, you know, 2-mile ride from the hotel to the beach. 2-mile ride.
And all of a sudden, I got real quiet. And if any of y'all know me well, you know, if I'm quiet, there's something wrong. Well, there was something wrong.
Then I noticed there were tears running down her cheeks a little bit. And she was trying to hold it in.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. And
I said, I said, what are you doing? What's wrong?
And I said, "Jim Wells, you better not ever cheat on me."
And I busted out laughing. And then she was like,
why are you laughing at that? I'm like, we're going to get married literally in like 10 minutes, and you're just now thinking about that or saying that? You know? I think I'd have been pretty confident that that's not going to happen before you got in this car and got this far.
Well, again,
I just laughed.
You know, I started thinking about Jim's past, you know, my past, you know, everything that, you know, and I thought, you know, I just can't do this again. I can't have somebody cheat on me, you know, and, you know, but, you know, God delivered us from that. And, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. I was fearful at that time because of my past and his past. And, but I did. I mean, that's a true story. And I mean, I was crying and I was serious, and it almost hurt my feelings and made me mad at the same time because he laughed, you know. But, you know, like I said, God has brought us through so much. 18 months after we were married, I had my first surgery, and it was a bad surgery. It was bad. I had a bad staph infection, and they had to remove my left breast 18 months after we got married. And if you don't think that will do something to a woman, you know, in your marriage. But this man held on strong and didn't let go and stood by me. And then, as most of y'all know, 4 years ago, I had 5 major brain surgeries. Again, he would go to work and drive to Gainesville, Florida, to Shands Hospital after work, spend the night, see that I was okay, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and drive back to work to Tifton. This man stood by me. And talk about getting emotional, Sean. Maybe I'm going to get emotional a little bit here. So, you know, I know that he is my partner until death do us part. And I'm grateful for that, grateful for him. You know, you can survive in anything if you've got the Lord in your heart and your marriage is committed and you're committed to your spouse. I believe that you can overcome anything, Robin and Sam, Greg and Megan, and Sean and Melissa. So, and Kenzie, as you get married, I hope you're listening to all this today. you and your fiance. Any final words, Jim?
Well, just, you know, I hope everybody listening and watching has learned something or picked up on something that will help you. I know I have, you know, with this many good quality couples in the room, you know, how can you not learn something?
Absolutely. Again, Robin and Sam, thank y'all for being here tonight. Our veteran couple, I guess, our oldest married couple, Greg and Megan, thank y'all, our newlywed couple. And then Sean and Melissa Eikenberry, just our dear friends. And we just love y'all, and just been always a great supporter of ours. And great businesses that y'all have, great marriage. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you.
And everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.